longe que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que me estou de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today's date is September 29th, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. And as always, nice to be here with you. I have been in the recovery stages of an operation I underwent and feeling a bit better. Still have some healing to do, but I want to thank you all for your wishes, best wishes there. You, a lot of people sent me get well wishes, and I thank you very much for that. Eric and I have been still working, trying to put together this story that we all know means so much to each and every one of us. I know that the people trying to spin the lies are working overtime right about now. They're bringing back old chestnuts to confuse the masses with. Recently, this cretin Bill Deagle, Dr. Bill Deagle, he calls himself a doctor. I believe he has a medical license, but he is still a very, 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 very dangerous fellow. He was involved in the aftermath of Columbine, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know that. He was there, I think it was under the auspices of the government, handing out medications to confuse the survivors' families with. In fact, you're going to probably get some feedback from Dr. Deagle about this, but what I'd like you all to know is that this guy is a very strange, strange character indeed. Of Jewish heritage, which by itself means absolutely nothing, except when you mix his heritage with lies. And he is spinning many of those. His recent old chestnut to be reborn is this Eric John Phelps nonsense about the Black Pope. And I wanted to point out to each and every one of you that that one is still returning to confuse the neophytes among the groups that are just coming to the truth. So maybe we need to spend a little bit of time on what else is happening out there. You know, we know who did this. You and I know it. The people who've been to the website and read anything know who did it. They're Zionists. And are there Christian Zionists involved in this? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. We've got this guy Hagee, and we've got Pat Robertson, and we've got many of these criminal cretin Christian liars across the world. And I dare say, and I will give a nod to some of the efforts that Jim Condit has made recently, that the present Pope in Rome has been bought and paid for. You know, back earlier in 91, when the present Pope decided to acknowledge the existence of Israel, and this is now, he did this in the face of knowing that this is a criminal group from the steppes of Russia, Khazarians, converts to Judaism in the 8th century, who migrated to the capitals of Europe and then were ejected by a pogrom set up by their own leadership to go into Palestine at the urgings of the Rothschild fortunes and take over a region of the world they had no rights to, none, zero, had no rights to, ladies and gentlemen, zero, none, nada. They stole land. They treated the human inhabitants of that region as so much cattle, and murdered them, and intimidated them, and raped and pillaged them, and shoved them off their land. And the ones that would not leave have been left to be tortured and genocided by these criminals. And yes, the state of Israel, as it exists today, is a criminal state in all of its practices, in everyone. The fact that it even exists on that land, in that region of the world, is a crime against humanity. And as long and if and until we are willing to look at how this country came into being and the kinds of sicknesses it took to build it and the kinds of lies and murders, hundreds of millions of murders. World War One and Two, ladies and gentlemen, designed by the same criminals who forced the development of Israel upon us all. But worse still, they are the same people right now that are the architects behind this war that is brewing between Christianity and Islam. And what their goal is, ladies and gentlemen, is to have us fight each other and then be left, the only ones left standing. And so far, the sheeple of the world, the Western world, the power brokers are winning this battle, these Jewish Zionist power brokers. And what we've got here, ladies and gentlemen, you know, recently I've received a great deal of support from the Jewish community. I've seen a lot of emails come in that said, one of them from a fellow named Dave, and he's probably listening, Dave, welcome. Wrote me a letter. He says, I'm from Brooklyn, and he says, I could not believe anything that came out of your mouth. Daryl Bradford Smith, you were a liar to me. I was listening to Alex Jones, and I, you know, my parents were Jewish, and I thought you were just the biggest sack of crap I ever heard. And, boy, Dave didn't believe me, but he listened to a couple of broadcasts, and he said, as time went on, the events that were unfolding, He remembered hearing me say something about it, and he said, wow, I remember Smith saying something about that. So he went back to the website and he read a little more, and he's still in disbelief, left again, and lo and behold, time didn't pass, but he heard those things by others coming true. And he said, wow, this is more than a coincidence. And he went back to the site and then started doing his own research. And David is now a member of our effort. He has looked into it on his own, verified what we found in our research, and decided that not only are we correct, but we are in a mess. And he's not the only person from the Jewish community to have done that. And ladies and gentlemen, we are a open group here. We want all peoples of every walks of life who do not want to bend to these criminals. And there are plenty of us out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we come from every color, every race, every creed, every religion. The fact is, we are freedom-loving people, all of us. That's what we have in common. We want to design our own futures. We want to live under countries where there is not tyranny, where the rule of law, divined and decided by a republic, a constitutional republic, as America once knew itself, is in force and in practice. It has not been in our lifetimes. And actually, you know, when we see the crimes being committed by this present administration, they are no more criminal than the things that Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, or that many presidents before him did, Harry S. Truman. Look back at what Wilson did, selling us out in World War One. Look what he did. He sold us out to the Zionists, ladies and gentlemen, and he even stated it in his memoirs that I sold my country out. That's what he said he did. And then look back at the heroes America has produced and how they have been destroyed by the Zionists. Look at MacArthur. My goodness, MacArthur knew exactly what was going on, and he wrote about the crimes these people were committing in his memoirs. You know, this story has been exposed throughout history and then re-repressed by slander, by obfuscation, by pressure, by murder, by any means at their disposal to suppress the truth, by calling people anti-Semites, by calling people anti-American, by calling people terrorists, when in fact they just want their country to be what it has always represented itself to be, rather than what it really is, which is a tyrannical government run by megalomaniac Zionists. So, you and I have seen the evidence. We know our Congress is bought and paid for by AIPAC and the JDO and the ADL and B'nai B'rith and the Southern Poverty Law and People for the American Way and by the lawyers' associations and guilds run by the same groups. And we know that that Israel has been sending its clandestine spies and criminals over here, and we've been fostering our own homegrown Zionist criminals, and we've got Jack Abramoff running scams and guarding Attah so he would be the perfect patsy for 9/11 and all of this stuff. And we know the press has not touched any of these facts because they're owned and operated by this group. And so now we know that our Fifth Estate, our group of in the country that is supposed to be ferreting out the lies, are in fact part of the lying. They are the liars, ladies and gentlemen. And we know that today. And we also know that our banking system and our crazy credit system, which is now going to bite us in the rear end in a way that has never happened to America, quite in the same way. This new housing bubble, these new ARM mortgages are going to really devastate the United States. If you need evidence of it, there's going to be an article on our site. It was from Kitco today, and it is powerful. Housing Out of the Box by Jim Willie. And he is going to shock you because his last paragraph is painful to read. But he's on the money with this one, guys. And, you know, that's just one more shoe to drop in this society's fall. And they've got debtor prisons set up. They've got, you know, when the stuff starts becoming unruly in our streets, they're going to scoop us up in wholesale, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to start taking our freedoms away in a way that doesn't even hide the crimes they're committing. You know, George Bush and company has just given himself retroactive immunity from torture charges. Retroactive. Yep. And our Senate and Congress is signing on to it all. Amazing that, isn't it? And this FBI that everybody has always touted as the best law enforcement arm in the world, what a crock of credola that is. These guys are the people who've obfuscated most of the crimes of the last century. They swept Oklahoma City under the rug completely. Their lying investigation on David Koresh and the Branch Davidians was a lie after lie after lie. What they did in the investigation of the 93 bombing of the World Trade Center was a lie. Flight 800 TWA over Long Island. They actually went up to people and told them that if they spoke, they would be killed. You speak, you say what you know, that you saw a missile hit that plane, you'll be killed. There are people on Long Island right now who are walking around with this secret. They know the facts about that flight. They saw the missile traveling from the ground up to that airplane. They saw it impact it. They saw it blown out of the sky, and they were told by the FBI if they say anything, they're dead. And this is the same group who went around Oklahoma City and confiscated all the videos before the bombing at Oklahoma. And they were on site during the implosion of the World Trade Center, and there have been mysterious murders committed at their hands. Yep. Take a look around you. See what you see. Smell what you smell. Tell me if it doesn't smell rotten, rotten, rotten. Well, we are in the business of truth-telling. We're in the business of exposing these criminals, and we're in the business of doing something about it. What else are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to get the word out, ladies and gentlemen, because there is power in numbers. There is safety in numbers. They can't kill us all. They can't silence us all. And goodness knows, ladies and gentlemen, that if we fail to act now, we will fail. Time to act is already upon us now. We must go out into the chat rooms and out into all of the different places where people meet on the internet and tell them about I Am the Witness and tell them about 9/11 mysteries. I Am the Witness, 9/11 mysteries. And if they are very welcoming to the information, tell them about the Israeli fascists, these Israeli Zionist Nazis that are destroying our planet. Tell them about these criminal bankers, these Warburgs, these Honigs, these Schiffs, these Oppenheimers, these Livies, these Goldmans, these Kahns, these Loebs in the world that have sucked the blood out of all of us and are now trying to form one world under their control. Make no mistake about it. It is underway, and we are fighting the real beast of this planet, and it is them. We know our enemy. We have seen them, and they have seen us. And we will not roll over for them, not one moment, ladies and gentlemen, because if we do, we are slaves for the rest of our lives, and I will not live as a slave. I will not allow that for me. Don't you allow it for you, or your children, or your family, or anybody that you love and care about others around you, because, you know, our community has grown. Our family of truth is well known in the world now. When we start working on a project, it makes waves worldwide. There are people from all over Africa that know the French Connection's truth. They know what we talk about. They've read the website. They've discussed the issues. They know in South Africa that the Oppenheimer family has criminally controlled their nation for 100 years. They know about the Boer Wars and who started it and who was the beneficiary of it and who instigated it from Europe. They know. They know. And soon the world is going to know. There are Russians tuning in. There are Malaysians tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. There are people from every part of this planet that are starting to read these facts. And they've seen 9/11 mysteries. They know it was an inside job, as do you. We can take these people. We've got them outnumbered thousands to one. All they have on their side is deception. And some thugs and some people willing to commit any act to hold on to power. But we have to stop them. And we can. You know, this rant on this Friday, I was going to bring in a guest on, but I just didn't know if I was going to feel strong enough to do the rant and make sure that I was be able to start a new week. So, ladies and gentlemen, look, the fight is upon us. Eric's still here. Bolin is with us. You know, the people that know the truth are all around us. The battle rages. Please don't give up. Redouble your efforts again. Unless we stop these people, my goodness, the choices are going to be horrible for each and every one of us. I'm sitting here in my little corner of the planet, and, you know, all seems well. But it's not. It clearly is not. And, every day that I get up, the first thing that I think about is this battle. I don't want that to be my first thought. I don't want to have to make that my first consideration. How many wonderful things could I be spending my efforts on? How many positive things for my environment, for my community, could I be giving this effort to? Instead, I have to battle these criminals. Don't think that I don't believe it's a noble and righteous cause. Certainly it is. But we shouldn't have to be doing this right now. We have a better world without criminal Zionism. Make no mistake, Alex Jones has no interest in telling you the truth. Stop listening to that cretin, that liar, that Zionist fascist denier. The New World Order. Get rid of this man finally, will you? Don't you get that this guy does not want the truth out about who's really killing our planet? And that is his job? He's a fearmonger that wants to keep you in the dark about who the real criminals are. Period. And so what? He's talked a little bit about it. He's done it because he had to. He's not exposing them. He doesn't give you their names. He gives you a couple of tidbits. Point it out to your friends. So that we can have the numbers he gets, and they can be listening to the full story, the real fight, the real criminals of this world. Marginalize these people so that everybody can come to the fight, to the real battle. And unless and until we get those numbers, our job is going to be that much more difficult to ever have bring it to fruition. It's not going to be as easy as you all think. These people will not give up without a fight. And we need more warm bodies on the battlements here, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there and do your jobs, please. I'm doing mine here. I'm back. And I'm ready. I'm baited for bear, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do some great interviews. We're going to bring you the facts and the truth. And you are going to see all kinds of stuff. Now, you know, do I think that George Bush has nothing to do with this? Ladies and gentlemen, I want him arrested. I want the man placed under arrest. I want him tried. And when he's convicted, I want him shot on national television right through the forehead. And I want his rotting body to be hung in the center of Washington, D.C., along with Cheney and the rest of his crew. After they've been tried and convicted, I want each and every one of those people hanging from a pike in the center of Washington. But they're still puppets. What's Kissinger doing with this Ratzinger Pope over here? Talking about Zionist crimes and how they can get away with more of them? Is he going to his masters over there in London, over here in Bordeaux and Zurich? Yeah. Well, we're going to bring you more of the facts. So stay with us. This thing is coming around for a new wave of fact-finding and honesty, and I need recruitment. Tell everybody about the French Connection, everyone in your area. People are ready for this story. Tell them, if they turned away from you a few months ago, you may find out they're just ready now. Listen to what Dave just said to me. Told you what he said. He said he wasn't ready to hear these facts. He when he became ready, it knocked him between the eyes. And thanks, Jim, for the donation. Thank you very much. It's going to go to good use, my friend. It's going to keep me able to keep my eye on the ball over here, because that's not easy. Feeling better, ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. This is the French Connection. I am the witness. Is the website IamTheWitness.com, and Smith@IamTheWitness.com is the website. Is the email. Send me a note. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Be well. Bye-bye.